What do you think? Are you going to head out this Friday?
God, no. I'm not crazy. Those people will stab you over a fax machine.
A fax machine.
If they find a deal, they are ready to kill someone.
What about the significant other?
I don't care what she does. She can go out to the wolves. I'm staying at home.
So she does, or she has in the past?
She's gone out with her grandma before to, you know, I guess, do the whole quality time.
I gotcha.
Get stabbed over a fax machine. I mean, somebody literally got stabbed over a fax machine in Newton.
No.
Last year.
A fax machine?
A fax machine.
What did the thing
That's
do?
That's why I brought that up.
What was so good about the fax machine?
Yeah, why do people
use those? People are insane.
We've got the internet now. Why do you need a fax machine?
Oh, God, this thing's killer. Check out how many lines of resolution it can get in black and white. That's great. Thanks for the call, man. 539-9750 or 238-0975 on the whole day after Thanksgiving nonsense.
I think it was Chris who was talking about needing a battery or deodorant or something, having to go to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how bad that sucks. The secret is, though, see, I work late nights. So I don't get off work till 2 o'clock, and that's the best time to go hit Walmart.
That's true, yeah.
So I get real early Friday morning shopping then. Only thing is, they won't let you buy anything that's on sale.
Yeah, doesn't that suck? But you have to wait till 5 a.m. or whatever so that you can have, like, the running of the carts?
Yeah.
Right? Where people, oh, the carts are coming after me!
Yeah, well, I actually attended one of those sales for some reason, and I forget what I needed, but they had everything set out in the aisle, all wrapped up in plastic with security guards posted around everywhere so the people didn't sneak one out. And I think I actually hung out until about 5 o'clock in the morning when the sale started.
Yeah.
And
no hell breaks
boy,
loose.
It was crazy. It was like that, the movies you see, them people going nuts over that toy doll or whatever, you know. People in the aisle
right.
just ripping boxes open, throwing things at the other people, and people fighting over stuff. It was just madness.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I think it was the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Oh, the Cabbage Patch Kids. Oh,
yeah.
And that was insane.
That cost a bunch
Glad
of nonsense.
I was young to go to the store then.
Yeah, Chris, I'm talking about the running of the bulls. It's like the running of the carts. You know,
just,
okay.
The running of the bulls, yeah, exactly. You got to be careful. So the best thing to do is just go shopping at 2 o'clock in the morning, get all your stuff out the way, your groceries, and just stay home.
What do you mean you got me, Chris? Earlier you were acting like you didn't get... You're like, huh?
I was like, why?
No, where the hell?
Why would someone be chasing you with a cart?
Well, if you get it out in front, if you have like a handbasket, and here come all the carts coming after you.
That's your first mistake, you know? Shopping with a handbasket on the day after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you don't want a handbasket, no way. You know, you're going to end up in it if you ain't careful.
Power hits.